our war against terror is only beginning.
January 29, 2002, just months after the September 11th attacks, President George W. Bush warns terrorists still threaten the United States. Bush also singles out three nations during his first State of the Union address, North Korea, Iran, and Iraq.
States like these and their terrorist allies constitute an axis of evil, arming to threaten the peace of the world.
1998, a bomb rocks an abortion clinic in Birmingham, Alabama. The blast kills an off-duty policeman working as a security guard and critically injures a nurse. Years later, the bomber, Eric Rudolph, an anti-government extremist, is caught. He pleads guilty to that bombing and others in the South, including the Atlanta Olympic Park blast. Rudolph gets life behind bars. 1845. Edgar Allan Poe's chilling poem, The Raven, is first published in the New York Evening Mirror newspaper. 1936. Ty Cobb and another baseball legend, Babe Ruth, are named the first members of the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York. And 1954.
I see 10,000 stories and glories and dreams. See angels right here on earth.
Talk show host and entrepreneur Oprah Winfrey is born in Mississippi. Today in history, January 29th, Ross Simpson, The Associated Press. And see what